This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are, that is, Americans are, far and away the biggest consumers of crude oil in the world. We have been for decades now, despite conservation and increased efficiencies. The Chinese have been gaining on us. Their use has been growing faster than ours as their economy has grown and ours has been stuck, for want of a better word. That pattern held until last year, but we learned this morning that for the first time in more than a decade, the U.S. demand for oil grew even faster than China's. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that story for us.
The International Energy Agency, or IEA, keeps track of which countries use how much oil. And the U.S. is always at the top of the list. Matt Perry is Senior Oil Market Analyst for IEA. He says every day here in the U.S., we use 19 million barrels of oil.
This is of a total of just below 92 million barrels every single day.
China comes in second at about half our level. In recent years, China's demand has been growing, while demand here has been slouching. But not in 2013. U.S. demand rose 2%.
The strength of it has exceeded, I think, everybody's expectations.
Why? In part, the answer has to do with the recession and recovering from it. Growth is easy when you've been in the pits. Peter Hartley is an economist at Rice University.
As the economic activity picks up, there's a lot more transportation going on.
More people driving to more jobs, more trucks delivering more things. And something else, we're drilling our own oil and natural gas. Supply is up, prices are down.
And that's really stimulating a renaissance of the petrochemicals industry in the United States.
Plastics, chemicals, fertilizers, we're making more of them here now. But don't expect U.S. demand will continue to rise. The IEA says petrochemical companies in the U.S. are pretty maxed out. And our cars are only going to get more fuel efficient. Mark Schwartz is president of Pyra Energy Group, a consulting firm.
Over time, we think that U.S. demand is probably going to be flat at best and probably trending a bit down.
China, on the other hand, likely has a whole lot of growth in its future. As more folks there look to buy cars, travel, consume more like we do here in the U.S. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.